Prime Minister Scott Morrison has declared the country must reconcile itself with setbacks during the pandemic as Victoria records another 16 cases of COVID-19 overnight. While nationwide cases remain encouragingly low, it takes that state's total to 125 active cases, with authorities believing there are approximately 1,000 people who have been in close contact with those infected. In response, Victoria has regressed to tighter restrictions. Earlier today, I spoke to Associate Professor Sanjaya Sananayake at the ANU Medical School to discuss what this latest uptick means.
Absolute numbers aren't that alarming, but it's more what they could turn into if we don't get on top of them now. And certainly when we talked about lifting restrictions a few weeks ago, that was always the caveat, that there would be vigilance for an increased surge of cases anywhere in the country and ensuring that we had the capacity to get on top of those cases and prevent them from turning into bigger clusters through excellent surveillance, good testing, good contact tracing.
Do we have an understanding about where and why this is happening, why we're seeing the uptick?
No, we don't specifically know why we're seeing it in Melbourne. The Premier had talked about some people who were sick, perhaps not self-isolating as they should have. And I think there's always the concern as we've lifted restrictions after this long period of restrictions that there would be some degree of complacency. So that could be contributing to it. It's possible that in winter, there's slightly more effective transmission of the virus. But having said that, we do know from the outbreaks in tropical countries that this virus doesn't need the cold weather to cause infections in humans, but perhaps it may be a bit more effective in winter. But and also, if we were going to see a surge, it would probably be more likely in places with higher population density, so the bigger cities, for instance.
Interesting there, though that a number of those explanations could be equally applied to other places in the country, but they haven't happened there. What does that suggest, if anything?
Well, I don't know if it does suggest anything. I mean, it's happened in Victoria, but could it have happened in Sydney? Who knows? But it will be very important to look at all these cases, and in the coming weeks, we'll get a sense of if there were any potentially reversible factors that would prevent it from happening again.
There's been... sorry, I was just heard something in the background there.
I'm not sure.
There's been a bit of discussion about allowing the large-scale gatherings that we saw a few weeks ago, the largest of which were in Melbourne and Sydney, the protests I'm speaking about. And there was a correlation between that event and the uptick we've seen, especially given the sort of time frame between the two events. Is it possible to draw any kind of conclusions there?
Oh, look, it's possible, but that's what the contact tracing is there. And good contact tracing should identify any links to those protests. My understanding at the moment is that three cases have been associated with people who attended the protest, but there hasn't been an established chain of transmission from the protest by any means. So that means that there are cases, and when asked, were you at the protest? The answer was yes, but they themselves, we don't think that people were infected at the protest.
Does it bode well or otherwise for the rest of the country in terms of the planned lifting of restrictions, or with the closure of state borders always being a possibility, does it look like other states will stay on track for their lifting of restrictions?
Look, this is still, and we talk about Victoria, but at the end of the day, this isn't Victoria, this is Melbourne and certain areas of Melbourne where we're seeing the outbreak. So, and we're geographically a big country, and if other parts of the country are doing well, I don't see any reason why they can't lift their restrictions as long as everyone continues to be vigilant for any community transmission cases arising that we can investigate quickly and jump on and prevent large surges in cases.
And at the moment, it does seem like the rest of the country is doing well?
Yes, the rest of the country is doing very well. So you have to look at the rest of the world to see how well Australia is doing.
And just on that, in an international sense, is the pandemic slowing down?
No, well, according to the World Health Organization, the pandemic is not getting better. It's rising. The rates of cases are still rising, and we're seeing very large outbreaks in a number of places around the world. So as a planet, a global community, we've got a long way to go before we get on top of this. But in our part of the world, in Australia and New Zealand, overall we are doing well. But again, the numbers themselves aren't alarming, but it's what they could turn into if we don't get on top of them that's the concern.
Associate Professor Sanjaya Sananayake at the ANU Medical School speaking with me there.